Hi, I'm Brian from Olathe, Kansas, and you're listening to WGXC Akron 90.7 FM.
All Together Now listens for feedback from the public. Anyone who wants to leave a public comment can call 518-291-94. And leave an audio message up to 3 minutes with any sort of opinion about something you heard on All Together. WGXC underwriting is provided in part by Kravitz and Son Roofing, a local family-owned and operated full-service roofing company for more than 48 years. Specializing in residential and commercial roof construction, repair, maintenance, and replacement, using high-quality and affordable roofing products. Information at 518-567-4026 or online at KravitzandSonRoofing.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Bindlestiff Family Circus of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
You have tuned into the WGXC News Update. Go to the WGXC newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about any of these stories. I'm Tom Rowe in Accra. Porcupine Soup is reporting that the American Rescue Plan Act will distribute more than $1 trillion to communities recovering from the COVID-19 pandemic, and Greene County's share will be approximately $9.15 million. County officials are now in the process of deciding how to spend the federal stimulus funds. Quote, the economic shutdown of 2020 caught many counties off guard, unquote, said Patrick Linger, chair of the Greene County Legislature. Quote, they simply weren't prepared and ended up with budget deficits and service cutbacks. However, Greene County's fiscal discipline and planning prevented this from happening to us, unquote, he said. Quote, the overwhelming fact is that Greene County has never been more fiscally sound, unquote. Since the county had its fiscal house in order and did not suffer what the federal legislation defines as significant revenue loss to the county budget, the county has restrictions and must comply with specific rules on how it can use the funds, Linger said. Quote, our real challenge, unquote, said County Administrator Sean Groden, quote, is to apply as much of this one-time federal funding to building a better future for our residents and businesses, unquote. Groden said the county's initial focus will likely include eligible infrastructure projects and building out broadband connectivity in its rural communities. Read more about this story at porcupinesoup.com. Natasha Vaughn is reporting for Columbia Green Media that the town of Copake is considering legal action against the Office of Renewable Energy Siting over the agency's use of regulations that violate state law related to the proposed Shepherd's Run solar project. The town board unanimously approved a resolution June 10th, which would allow the town to sue the siting office. Quote, in light of Hakati's intention to seek a permit from the Office of Renewable Energy Siting, the town's board should be aware that the ORES process is currently using regulations that I believe are flawed and that could violate numerous provisions of state law, unquote, said attorney Benjamin E. Wisniewski, who represents the town on all matters related to Shepherd's Run. Wisniewski advised the town board to authorize the law firm to investigate and commence litigation. Quote, we're certainly not breaking the law, unquote, said Hecate project developer Alex Campbell. Quote, we received a request from the town to submit the entire application to them for the pre-application meeting before it's ready. That's impossible. It's a way to stall the project, unquote. Campbell said a letter is going to town officials next week providing a presentation on the things that are not yet completed but requested and to provide a status report on those items. But Deputy Town Supervisor Richard Wolf said Copake residents have reported receiving the company's notice of intent to file an application for the industrial-sized power plant with ORES on or about July 15th, and regulations require that two meetings take place at least 60 days before the filing. The company must outline for Town Supervisor Jeannie Mettler a description of the facility and the environment into which it would be constructed, provide a detailed map showing where each of the power plant components would be placed, summarize COPIC's laws governing the construction, operation, maintenance, and decommissioning of the proposed power plant, and much more, Wolf said. July 15th is only 35 days away, and neither of the two mandated meetings, one with the supervisor and the other with the public, have occurred, he said. Quote, if Fakati goes ahead and attempts to file an application without the two mandated meetings, it's the town's position that, by its own regulation, ORES may not accept the application, unquote, Wolf said. Read more about the story at HudsonValley360.com. Mid-Hudson News is reporting that the Hudson Fire Department was dispatched to Bliss Tower shortly after midnight June 11th for a fire that started in an apartment on the fifth floor of the nine-story Bliss Towers on North 2nd Street in the city. The occupant of the apartment told Columbia County 911 the flames were going up the wall and across the ceiling when the first engine arrived. It was forced to connect to a hydrant on 2nd Street because the closer hydrant on State Street was out of service, according to Fire Chief Anthony DeMarco Jr. The chief credited the engine's driver for getting water into the building quickly because he knew about the hydrant situation in advance. Firefighters made their way to the fifth floor, encountering stairwell doors that would not unlock from the inside, causing them to be forced open. They found heavy smoke conditions in the hallway and a working fire in apartment 508. A second alarm went out, bringing fire companies from Greenport and Catskill to help. The flames were knocked quickly down to a fifth-floor resident and was transported to the hospital for treatment of smoke inhalation. The residents of apartments 508, where the fire started, and 408 are now housed in a hotel due to fire, smoke, and water damage to their apartments. Read more about this story at MidHudsonNews.com and read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom at WGXC.org. The National Weather Service in Albany predicts on Sunday there is a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 3 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 77 and a low around 60. On Monday, there's a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 2 p.m. with mostly cloudy skies, a high near 70, a low around 57. Tuesday, again, there's a chance of rain, a 40% chance, mainly after 8 a.m. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high near 74 and a low around 52. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, radio for open ears. Another community event in the WGXC community calendar online at WGXC.org. It's a performance by vocalist Pamela Petoni, John Esposito on piano, Rich Syracuse on bass, and Peter O'Brien on drums as they play jazz on the beach in Saugerties. That's June 17th, Thursday night from 6 to 8 p.m., at the Saugerties Village Beach, 47 South Partition Street in Saugerties. You can bring blankets, snacks, and your favorite alcohol-free beverages to watch the Jazz on the Beach, Thursday, June 17th in Saugerties. Go to the WGXC community calendar for more information about this event, and you can add your own event there at WGXC.org in the community calendar and have it announced on the radio by just pressing the Add an Event button and filling in the information about your community event at WGXC.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Pat Linnan of Hillsdale, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
All the German lights, this is it, the night of nights. No more rehearsing and nursing a part. We know every card by heart. All the German lights, this is it. Heights, and oh, what heights we'll hit. On with the show, this is it. Tonight, what heights we'll hit. On with the show, this is it.
Hey. Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Amelia. I'm a graduate of Columbia Marine Community College, and I'm also from Hudson.
I'm Georgia, and I'm from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love.
Books we hate.
Bookish things.
We let you say it because we're nice.
It's so nice.
It's so satisfying. Bookish. Bookish. I don't know what about that is so satisfying, but it just is.
Just works. But yes, we talk about books and bookish things every week on Bound by Books with some of our other friends sometimes. And Bound by Books just celebrated 10 years of being called Bound by Books. The show that became Bound by Books kicked off in February of 2011. But then it wasn't until June 6th, 2011, that Quinn Gunter, the original youth co-host, and I decided on the name Bound by Books and started calling the show that and focusing on books. So happy anniversary,
Bound by Books. I have a question for you. Mm-hmm. How were you able to get onto the radio?
Well, both Quinn and I were involved in the start of the radio station. So the radio station launched in February of 2011, and we had both been involved in it and met at a party before the launch of the station down in Germantown. And we did a broadcast.
Was she a child at the time, or was she an adult?
Yes, I forget at the time that I met her if she was 9 or 10, but she was 10 when the show started.
So she is around my age.
Mm-hmm. When it started, yeah. Mm-hmm. Now she's 20.
Wow. Yeah. Are you still in touch with her?
Yes. And actually, she lives on the West Coast now, but she's coming to the East Coast sometime this summer. And so we're going to try to meet up. And maybe we can even do like a Bound by Books picnic or something. That'd be fun.
Yeah. That'd be fun. Or even it could be like a Bound by Books reunion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some people don't live around here anymore, but some of the earlier co-hosts still do. And then all of you do, of course.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about some books today because that's what we do. Who would like to start today?
I can.
Go ahead. What's your book for today?
So it is called Framed, and it's by James Ponti. And so it's about a boy named Florian who makes up a technique to figure out little mini mysteries. Then the FBI, he becomes a member of the FBI. This boy is only 12, and so he becomes a member of the FBI. Well, he's hired by them. And then there's a big mystery that he has to solve involving the National Gallery. So I will read the description. You're halfway through your homework, and the director of the FBI keeps texting you for help. What do you do? Save your grade or save the country? If you're Florian Bates, you figure out a way to do both. Florian has just moved to Washington, D.C. He's learning his way around TOAST, which stands for the Theory of All Small Things. It's a technique he invented to solve life's little mysteries, such as where to sit on the first day of school or which Chinese restaurant has the best egg rolls. But when he teaches it to his new friend Margaret, they uncover a mystery that isn't little. In fact, it's huge and involves the National Gallery, the FBI, and a notorious mafia syndicate known as EEL. Can Florian decipher the clues and finish his homework in time to help the FBI solve the case? And before Mafia gets hold of him, is a Edgar Award nominee.
And
there's
fun.
A sequel that I have not read yet, but I want to read it. It's called Vanished.
Mm-hmm. And there's a third book too called Trapped.
Ooh.
That might be it though. I'm not sure if there's more coming. Sounds like a fun mystery and adventure.
Yes. I read this book last summer because my mom had me do summer reading, which I'm very glad about. And this was one of the books. And I think I'll read another one.
Nice. What's the character like? He's such an interesting sounding character. What's he like as a person?
Well, he really likes toast. Not that he really likes toast.
It's his favorite snack.
I just, I just said he really likes toast. I don't even remember if he likes toast. I can't believe I just said that. He doesn't. I don't remember if he likes toast. But I really like his friend Margaret. Mm-hmm. Really fun to see how this story plays out. And I feel like if I say anything more than this, I'm going to spoil the entire thing.
Is it a mystery what eel means? Like, do you have to discover that along the way?
I don't remember.
I don't know if that would be a spoiler, but I was trying to think, what is E-E-L?
E-E-L.
Yeah, like eel. Does he like eels?
That's the evil organ.
So maybe one of the E's is evil.
Evil Enterprise of...
Limited.
Evil Enterprise of...
Liquidators.
Evil Enterprise... Evil
Lifeguards.
Enterprise of lasers.
Ladies. How about ladies?
But I don't want to be a spoiler, but most of the people on the bad side are men.
Maybe they're using ladies to throw off the good guys. Evil Enterprising. Evil. Lady Lifeguard Liquidators.
Evil Enterprising.
What do you have to talk about today?
So I recently got the latest Wings of Fire comic, which, as you know, I love a whole lot. I haven't looked at it yet. I haven't even looked in it yet. So I can't say how much I like the illustrations, but the cover looks promising. So I can't wait. And this is also this issue also has one of my favorite characters, like in the main first five books in it. So I can't wait to see her. I can't wait to see what they do with her. She's one of my favorites. She's so much fun.
this one's The Dark Secret.
I think that is the title. Yeah, it's the fourth book. It's the one that focuses on the Nightwing, whose name is Starflight. It's one of my favorite issues.
Nice.
And I think it might have one of the coolest scenes in it, depending on how they illustrate it. I can't wait. I can't say what that scene is because it's a spoiler, both for the comic and the main story, but it's very cool. I also read some more of the Junji Ito collections I have been like amassing over the past month because I just keep finding new ones, and I've almost finished one of them. I haven't really been finishing any of them. I've kind of just been cycling through them little by little, but the latest one I read has some very cool, very creepy stories in it.
Sounds like fun. We just got the latest Wings of Fire at the library as well. So I was just peeking at that today. It's a really popular series and very popular with Amelia. I think you talked about it more on the show before Georgia joined us.
Yeah, I've talked about this at length. I love these books so much.
Yeah. Do you know that series, Georgia? Wings of Fire?
I haven't read it, but I used to go on the Chan bus district, and there was a boy on the bus. Well, the thing is, my bus was really small. It only had 3 people. So one of the other 2 kids on the bus, he really, really, really loved Wings of Fire. So we just had stacks and stacks of Wings and Fire on his CA, just read through them. He loved Wings of Fire.
He is not alone. I have a book I can share that I listened to the audiobook recently. It is called Front Desk by Kelly Yang, and it's a first in a series. There's a second book out. I don't know if there's a plan for any more, but it's about a girl named Mia Tang. I forget how old she is, but I would guess she is probably around Georgia's age, around 10. She's, 10, it actually says in this description. But she and her parents are immigrants to the U.S., and they are looking for a job and a place to live, and they find both when her parents are hired to manage a motel owned by a man named Mr. Yao, who is not the nicest of building owners. And so basically they get to stay in the motel, live there, but they have to work, and it's really long hours because the parents have to be available to let people into the hotel at any time of night. So that's sort of an adjustment for the family. And Mr. Yao is very strict. So while there's like a pool on the property, they're not allowed to use the pool, but they make the best of it. And Mia has fun helping manage the motel. So she works at the front desk, and she really likes meeting all the people that come through. They have some people that, I forget what they refer to them as, but there's people that like basically live at the hotel. And then there's people that just pass through, you know, tourists and people come into town. And at one point, her parents decide to help out fellow immigrants by letting them stay in the hotel for free in the empty rooms, but they have to keep it a secret from Mr. Yao. So it's like a tricky thing that they're trying to do that's also very nice and helpful. And then there's also a little bit about Mia's school life, because she's starting off at a new school, and sort of the pressure of her parents to focus on math because English is her second language. And so the idea is that she will never be able to catch up in English to where her students are, but she can excel at math. And so they're really pressuring her to do well in math, but she wants to be a writer. So there's a little bit about that as well. And
did you say this was a novel or a graphic novel?
It's a novel. It's got a nice mix of like her time with her friends and in school, but also her experience with her family and on her own as well at the hotel. So you get a nice sense of some of the people that live at the hotel and her friends and her family. But overall, I think she's just a great character, and I really liked reading about her and her life. And I definitely want to read the next one. Yeah, I felt like it was pretty much a perfect book, you know, for what it was. It was like, I gave it 5 out of 5 stars. It was that good.
Wow.
So really fun to read, but also not just fun. It was, you know, it had meaning. And
I give this a 9.5 out of 10.
Okay, so Front Desk gets a 10 out of 10 then, if we're doing a 10 scale. And the audiobook was really good too. I don't know who the reader was. I should actually look up the reader and see if I can find any other books they read. But they did a really good job.
I do not read a lot of audiobooks. Well, listen to, I should say. Mm-hmm. I prefer to read because, like I've said a lot in past shows, I'm like this, how Amelia is with O-L-D-M-A-N.
Yeah.
I am T-O. Like a old man in the ocean.
In the ocean.
I'm just trying to find a way to communicate without.
I know what you mean.
I'll just say it. Old man in the sea. I'm like with audiobooks being too slow, how Amelia is with Old Man the Sea. Not too crazy, you know, because Amelia's not too crazy with it. She just highly dislikes
it. Audiobooks actually got me through, like, quite a bit in college. I'd look them up. I'd look up readings on YouTube because a lot of things I read in college were in public domain. And if I was in quite a bit of a crisis where I didn't have enough time to read it on my own, it's always nice to be able to look it up on YouTube and put it to 2x speed.
For me, it's just, I am a really fast reader. Like, literally when we were reading books for lit studies, the boys who were like a year older than me, I was like reading really fast. And they're like, "What? That's impossible. You skipped over." I was like, "Nope, I didn't skip over. I just read. You should try it." And they're like, "No, you skipped over. Teacher, you skipped over." And like, I just am a fast reader. And my teacher's like, "Yeah, she's just a fast reader." And so it's really annoying. Like, if on the fastest mode, it's still too slow for me. For most people, the fastest mode is perfect. But for me, it's not fast enough.
I'm a pretty fast reader, but if I have to read something out loud, I'm horrible at it. I stutter, I miss words, I mispronounce really simple words. I'm horrible at reading out loud.
Same. I'm not horrible, but I'm like out of a 10, 0 to 10 scale on how bad I am at reading out loud. It'd probably be like a 2.5. I'm not that good at it. My name is Emily.
Oh.
Not Emily! Oh my gosh!
What?
Amelia! Oh my gosh. All of these E's. E. On my screen. E. You guys have the same first four letters of your name.
It's true.
Yeah, it's Amelia. Emily. You know, it's just confusing with all the Emil.
Well, you're Georgia Lee, right?
Yes.
Which is like Emily.
It's not like Amelia, though.
No.
Emily, Georgia Lee.
I'm the real bridge between the two of you.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Well, I have a quick bookish thing to mention before we wrap up for the day, that there's a new Netflix series out called Sweet Tooth, which is based on a comic series that I loved, and I think they did a really good job with it. I watched the whole thing really fast. I couldn't stop once I started, and so I'm hoping there's a second season. But it's about a young boy who I think also is 10. Everybody is 10. I'm pretty sure that's how old he is.
Yeah, like a lot of book characters are 10 or 11 or in middle school. That's like the age for most TV shows and books. Actually, for TV shows, usually it's high school. For books, usually it's middle grade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he's raised off the grid with his dad in the woods because his dad's trying to hide him from the world. Because what happened was at some point, there's a virus that hit. That really devastated the population. And at the same time, the babies that were being born were all hybrids of human and animal. And so some people are scared that the hybrids have something to do with the virus. And so it's not really safe to be a hybrid out in public. And so his dad's raising him, and he's part deer, part human. And then lots of stuff happens that sends him on an adventure where he meets up with an adult man who helps him out, who is not his dad. And that man calls him Sweet Tooth because he likes candy. So his name's Gus, but he goes by Sweet Tooth.
Is this animated or live action?
No, the series is live action. And the comic, I haven't read it in a while, but I would think it is more for teens and adults, but I think the series would probably be okay for, it would definitely be okay for teens, and I think it would be fine for tweens too. There is some violence and maybe some scarier moments for some little kids, but I think they tried to make it family friendly.
Everything these days has violence. It's, yeah.
Yeah. But the comic series is by Jeff. So I called him Jeff Lemire for years, but I think it's actually Lemire. Because I saw some interview with somebody from the cast talking about the show, and they called him Lemire, and I was like, well, they probably know how to pronounce his name, and I've only ever read it. So, but he's one of my favorite graphic novel artists and authors. So highly suggest both the graphic novel and the series, which is Sweet Tooth.
I'm really embarrassed when I pronounce names wrong. I pronounce names wrong all the time because it's a little tricky for me. And so funny. I can understand most Spanish, but before Bound by Books, in the car with my dad's sister, and then I started talking about Spanish, and I started speaking a little bit of Spanish to my dad, and he is like, how do you say this? And I said, you say this. And so then I went into something I call second language mode, where I like think in a language other than English, and then I accidentally start speaking in that. So I went in that mode for like 15 minutes. So I was saying like, yo hablo español, or like saying, no, you're in Espanol mode. And I was like, yeah! It's just not escapable. And actually, why I call them our second language modes, and I've got to admit, they're really fun though. Also, they help you learn the language. My opinion. Most people do not go through it. I do. I tried to learn German. I was doing really well, but then accidentally I started speaking German in Spanish class. So I put a hold on German, and I decided I'd pick it up once in the summer. So I'm going to start that out again.
Yeah. Language learning is fun. Well, we're just about out of time for today, but we hope everyone out there listening has a great week filled with lots of quality reading time. And until next week, happy reading.
Happy reading. Bye.
Find out where the music takes you on the next Deep Threes, when Electric Youth remixes Ryuichi Sakamoto. Mario Diaz de Leon unleashes an array of electronic and acoustic sounds. And Maelstrom throws down a heart-pounding beat. Deep Threes, music beyond boundaries for a digital world.
Tune in to Deep Threes after the noon news on Monday at WGXC 90.7 FM.
The inaugural America Talks event begins tomorrow and runs through Sunday as part of an effort to heal social and political divisions that have driven a wedge between people with different viewpoints. Thousands of Americans will take part in the mass video chat event, which marks the start of the fourth annual National Week of Conversation. Cheryl Hughes is a co-organizer of the event and a nonprofit consultant from Greenville, Ohio. She is a self-described liberal and says it's important to reach across the aisle.
I have actually lost friends because of positions that they hold. I just have decided I need to become a better listener.
The National Week of Conversation is designed to counteract the kind of vitriol often found on social media and introduce people to folks with differing views. To be matched with a conversation partner for the event this weekend, sign up at americatalks.us. The site also lists dozens of online forums on the schedule for next week. Organizers are asking people to choose courage over contempt and reject the hostility that leads to political gridlock and hampers efforts to tackle the big issues. Ron McFarland is a retired teacher from Iowa who describes himself as a fiscal conservative and moderate Republican. He says he's taken heat for his views.
There's so much hurt, so much polarization and divide in the country. But for me, it's Go America.
The National Week of Conversation promotes what organizers call bridging norms. They advise everyone to listen with curiosity, speak from their own experience, and connect with respect. For New York News Connection, I'm Michaela Savitt.
This is Wave Farm radio artist fellow Karen Werner. Up next are three short radio art pieces by American radio artist Susan Stone. She produced these three pieces between 1985 and 1993. Stone had her start in radio at WBAI in New York City in 1979, producing a show called Radio Schizophrenia with fellow radio artist Gregory Whitehead. Susan Stone was involved for many years with Pacifica Radio, KPFA-FM in Berkeley, California. These days, Susan works in restorative justice with youth offenders. The first of these three short pieces by Susan Stone is one I love called Langue Etude, which is 2 minutes long. Langue Etude will be followed by a 1.5-minute piece called Couch. The third piece, Ruby, is 3 minutes long and showcases Susan Stone's extraordinary writing.
Cut in 8 lengthwise wedges.
Cut.
8. Cut the pulp.
Cut.
Cut. So that it's loosened. Tear the skin in one piece, leaving it in place.
Carefully.
Carefully. So that it's loosened. Or you can cut off
cut.
The, or you can cut off the cut off the cord.
Cut.
If you are inexperienced, hold the cleaver in both hands.
Carefully.
And
insert.
And
insert here.
And
handle lightly.
And very lightly.
And
then use don't bang your fingers. The effects of the first two processes are quite different.
Like this.
Or you can cut off the top and bottom.
Like this.
Or use a macerating mat.
Or the flat side of a cleaver.
Like this. And cut off the core and place each part so that it will resemble a boat. The working surface should be carefully cleansed with hot water and detergent and carefully dried because dangerous bacteria thrive in equipment not properly sanitized. Dangerous bacteria thrive in equipment not properly... Dangerous bacteria thrive in equipment. Dangerous bacteria. Don't bang your fingers.
You aren't supposed to talk about it, but you do. I mean, you do if you find the right person to talk to ask you if it hurt or if you were alone or if you wish you hadn't. That's when you talk. When you say you had to, that's when you hear yourself being sure. Then you know you had to. When someone asks you. But you weren't always sure. Rolling around, not caring then, but knowing then. No one asking then. You aren't supposed to talk about it. Points of light above later, but not before when it was dark and no one said you had to. You aren't supposed to talk about it, but you do. I mean, but no talk then. Now you talk. Now someone asks you.
You aren't supposed to talk about it.
That's when you talk, but you do. You had to. To ask you if it hurt or if you were alone or if you wish you hadn't. But when it was dark and no one said you had to, then you did. But no talk then. Now you talk. Some kind of bad thing that came up without talking that wasn't asked for.
Supposed to talk about it, but you do.
I mean, you do if you find the right person to talk to. Without talking. I mean, you do if you find the right person to talk to. Asked about now. You aren't supposed to talk about it, but you do. I mean, you do if you find the right person to talk to.
I mean, you wasn't asked the right person to talk to.
To ask about now, you aren't supposed to talk about it. That's when you talk, but you do. You had to. Now they ask. Now you talk.
I am trying to write and explain to you, understand, about I was married for two times, and now in common law with Frank.
I signed to you that later.
First husband, Bobby, was killed from wreck airplane in May 15, 1956. I had real strong love with him.
Put my finger to signed you that later. Finger.
You see, we marry only 17 months, and he most a boy, and did so love to me. But then I meet Roy. Second husband Roy I married for 22 years, but I was shocked and hard to believe in him.
Put my finger signed it that later.
I went to work night shift, Roy Foreman days, and on nights went to see his friends and went to the bar and dance. He got drunk and pot. His girlfriend come to see me at my job, and she asked me about Roy, and I asked what for about him, and she showed me that she is pregnant, and I what? And I was real surprised because he is real good with me for 22 years.
And I point my finger and I signed to you that later.
He is father and love and work hard and never suffer to me. And have big house and two garage and lots of everythings. We go boat and picnic and happy, seem.
Mm-hmm.
And he did not drink too much or mad with me, but so good for 22 years.
Uh-huh.
So I was real upset with her, and I faint, and Frank helped me to the hospital.
Uh-huh.
Frank went to see and tell Roy about I was in the hospital.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And Roy come right away to see me, and he asked me what. And yes, he did love, and yes, he did sex.
And yes, he did love, and yes, he did sex. And he did sex
with his girlfriend. Then he hold me, kiss me, crying over and over. But I said, no, leave me. And he hold me and he kiss me, crying over and over. And my daddy upset.
How's marriage?
Want me divorced to Roy.
I trusted you once.
My daddy could not Roy this forgive.
She's trying.
Says Frank good and true, does me love, not just of sex, but wants to be marry me. And I don't know.
Some men they like Mary with death because she can't hear her talk. Some men they like Mary with death because she can't hear her talk.
Some men they like death because she can't talk.
Frank love me. No. But he won't stop to sign to me. Then I say, no, you mean. You signed to me or not.
Tear my note, okay? Don't want Frank to find out, okay? Find out about I tell you, okay?
I know he loves me. He say he want me to forget Roy's past in Florida. Wants me my new life in California.
You just listened to three shorts by American radio artist Susan Stone. The pieces in order were Langue Etude, Couch, and Ruby. For more information about Susan Stone and many other inspiring radio artists, please visit the Wave Farm Radio Art Archive at wavefarm.org.
Firm vegetables, Pennsylvania Dutch symbols on bread packages, fresh and simple, half and half, injected with stabilizers at some factory. Not fear exactly. Morning mists on the tree farm. Woodchuck holes, stumps. Birds making high-pitched sounds. One time a kingfisher flew from a bush screaming at me across the pond where the dam is, rattling the whole way. Yes, fear. A mechanical birth for thinking. Bumper car action. One moment to the next. It's humid and I'm alone in the house. Remember the ocean? No, I don't want to. The beach was summers ago, and I'm not about to get in the car during a pandemic. Isolation isn't that bad. I have lots, including pizza. Trucks rattle by. A baby hawk cries. Eggshells smell of willow. Stamped picture of a horse and buggy. Deer leap. Rabbits dart into thickets and are uncaught. Animals look at me and don't speak. Fear is entering a space of certainty. When I ride my bike, I think, don't ruin it by pushing. Just pedal. It's okay. Pedal till you get there.
That was Jaded Azarides with the song Best Before from their 2021 album Forthright. Jaded Azarides is Columbia County poet Karen Schomer and legendary bass player Mike Watt.
Welcome to Dim the Lights with Jenny and Amanda. My name is Amanda.
I'm Jenny.
And we are here to talk about movies like we do every second and fourth Tuesday of the month here on WGXC 90.7 FM. But now that theaters are starting to reopen and the drive-ins are back up and running, we're just going to tell you a little bit about what's in the theaters right now. So I'm looking here at the highway drive-in schedule. That's the highway drive-in in Coxsackie, New York, right off of Route 9W. And they are still only open Friday through Sunday, even though it's after Memorial Day. They've got four screens and each screen has two movies. It's a beautiful thing. The snack bar is wonderful. So on screen one, you have the new Conjuring movie and Flashback. Screen two is A Quiet Place Part Two and Endangered Species. Screen three is Cruella and Raya the Last Dragon. And screen four is Spirit Untamed and, surprise, Evan Almighty. It's not a new movie. So if you want any more information about those movies and showtimes, you can go to highwaydrivein.com. That's HIWAYdrivein.com. Yeah, so that's the highway. What else do we got?
I have excellent news about the Greenville drive-in. So the Greenville drive-in also only open on the weekends. But this weekend, on Friday and Saturday, we have The Mummy. I also have really good news for Sunday on the 13th. It's Enter the Dragon. The Greenville drive-in is like really popping off this year, I feel.
They are. And I feel like they started their season off really well with a little special 10-year WGXC anniversary drive-in event that we both attended and had a great time at.
Yeah, it's been really wonderful. But so if you would like to know more information about screen times and anything else about the drive-in, it's drivein32.com. And that's the one in Greenville. So it's a little further out, but both so wonderful. The other good news I have about movie theaters right now is the Upstate movie theater in Rhinebeck is reopening finally. They're reopening on June 16th for members and June 18th for everybody else. I don't think they have the films announced yet for what they're going to be playing, but I'm really excited. I'm very psyched to go in again.
Upstate in Rhinebeck is a wonderful, wonderful theater. And, you know, for those of us who are on the west side of the river, it's worth the trip.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then I have up here the Wyndham movie theater is back open and right now is playing In the Heights on Saturday and Sunday. Also the new Spirit movie, Spirit Untamed, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and A Quiet Place Part 2. And that's it. And if you want more information about that, you can go to WyndhamTheater.com. That's WyndHam theater.com. And what else? Oh, TSL.
TSL has reopened for indoor screenings also. I think they did in May, which was really exciting. So they have a bunch of, like, a real variety of movies. So I would suggest going to their website to learn more about them, which is www.timeandspace.org, which is always fun to me.
Yep, I know. That's a good domain. I'm glad they grabbed that one.
Yeah, but they have a very wide variety of types of movies. So I would suggest checking it out.
Yes, and if you haven't heard of TSL before, it stands for Time Space Limited, and they are located in Hudson, New York, and they play, sometimes new releases, mostly independent films, and a lot of older movies, and it's really a wonderful place to go.
With spineless scales. With pyramidal of whorls. The crown is open. Twisted and dwarfed in exposed locations. They do not disintegrate. Thank you.
sugar pine needles, usually twisted.
Was Ram